This meeting is now being recorded.
Hey folks, welcome to plenary call number 65 of the CCTRT. Let's begin by asking if there are folks that are on the phone that are not in the Adobe Connect. And is there anyone with an updated statement of interest? Great, thank you. So we're going to go through some recommendations. This may go very quickly. We'll see. And then look at this notion of findings, which is the other thing we need to get on top of for our final report. Jordan, I don't see Megan on the call, and I don't know if you've communicated with her, but are you able to talk through recommendations 6 and 11?
I'm not, unfortunately. I haven't heard back from her. I need to follow up. I've been on vacation for the last 5 days or so. So why don't I...
Working at Google was a vacation.
Some days, maybe. but in any case, we can follow up and make sure if she doesn't have the time to do it, I can, I've cleared off the other outstanding action items off my plate, so I can work to follow up on these recommendations if she's not able to, but not in time for this call, unfortunately.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. David and Dan, I'm going to jump. Oh, it might just be Dan. Do you want to discuss recommendation 12?
Yeah, Dan is a bit later than we agreed.
You're very very quiet. Is there any way for you to get closer to the microphone or turn it up?
Do you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. I sent it to David, but a bit later I had some issues with our, some of our registrars here in registry, and I'm waiting David for his response. I sent him some amendments yesterday. So we have nothing so far.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know whether David's going to be on this call or not, but we'll see. Let's jump ahead to recommendation 16, Laureen. Laureen, we can't hear you if you're speaking.
Sorry about that. I was speaking. Thank you, Jonathan. This had been discussed during the last plenary session, and indeed, then I think one plenary session before, we had made several changes after the first discussion. And then I believe at the last plenary call, people were comfortable with this, and there was one change that Jordan recommended, which we have in fact now made. That's in the first sentence, how convenient. ICANN should collect data in conjunction with its related data collection activities. It had said ICANN should collect data annually. So we took that suggestion from Jordan. This has been circulated. And what we asked people is to let us know if they had any objections or concerns to this minor change. We had received none, so I'm teeing this up for approval then. I think this is this should be fairly quick since folks have already had the opportunity to look at this and weigh in on it in detail.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Okay.
Does anyone have any additional questions or comments? Or are we good to go with recommendation 16? Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah, this is just a very minor comment, but in the success metrics, there's still a reference to generating annual data, so I might just suggest that we remove that word there, too, just to be consistent with above.
Sure, I will do that.
Thanks, Jordan. Anyone else? All right. And then as discussed with Jumbo T said, we approved 47 through 49 on the last plenary. So those are moving forward. So I think I'm going to hand the microphone to Jean-Baptiste to show us the draft report on comments made on findings.
Thanks, Reverend. Let me share my screen. Can you see that?
We can see it, probably not read it, but we can see it.
Yeah, of course.
Structurally.
No worries. Yeah. So at the request of the leadership, so there were a few comments on the way public comments, especially targeted at findings from the draft report were reported in the public comment summary. So based on that, we decided to do a quick review of those public comments and do an assessment of whether they were reported or not. So what we have provided ahead of this plenary call to the leadership was this Excel sheet, basically highlighting which text from public comments was included in the summary of comments and which one was not. So you may probably not see, and I would be more than happy to share that after this plenary call. So what you will see into this, for example, first of all, so there were 8 public comments out of the 14 public comments on the draft report that were where there were references to findings. So for example, for recommendation 13 from the registry stakeholder group, here the text, in fact, that they are talking about into the public comment was addressed in the summary of comments, but you will find that for several recommendations there were some public comments that were not reported. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jonathan, Rin, and Jordan, you wanted the review team to address the different public comments that were made on findings and divide the work based on this.
My audio just dropped.
No, I was
you
just waiting for you to. I mean, so you may have seen that we shared this with you yesterday, and in fact we were waiting for you to move on with that. So. I just wanted to check with you how you would like to build up on this and divide the work throughout the review team.
Right. So, I mean, the issue is to, I guess, just kind of double check these as we did with the recommendations comments. Really, thanks a lot to staff for doing this work. This is really important and really helpful, so thank you very much. So the issue now is, Lorene and Jordan, is that is how we want to go about dividing up this work to make updates to findings, and I guess the question is, do you want to just do that in sub-teams, or is there something more global we need to do? I'm interested in your thoughts on this. It may be a sub-team exercise, but Jordan, I'm assuming that's an old hand, but I'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, no, it's actually a new one. I think with this work from the staff, which I haven't actually had time to digest yet, I confess, is that it may be fine to just use this in order to parcel out the review of findings to the teams. I think initially at the leadership level, we had talked about having, at the plenary level, parceling out the comments so that the review team members could do this exact analysis, and then we could determine whether the sub-teams needed to take a look at the findings as well. But I think staff, it looks like staff's already done step one, which is really helpful. And so we could just divide, you know, now that we have a chart that can map these to the sub-teams, each of the sub-teams can probably just take a look and see what the feedback is on their specific recommendations, on the findings, and make sure that they are digesting them.
Thanks, Jordan. I'm inclined to agree. Lorene, to square with your reasoning as well.
Yeah, that makes sense to me as well. As long as the findings that are actually there, and I haven't had a chance to take a look at this yet either, but as long as the recommendations track to the sub-teams, there may be ones in the latter recommendations that may fall to you, Jonathan, although I'm just taking a quick look to see if that's actually, in fact, the case. No, there actually are very few, and I think they can just be handled at the sub-team level.
Great. Jean-Baptiste, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. I just wanted to reflect to what Jordan said earlier, and I wanted to ask whether you wanted to have a maybe like to as soon as routine member receives the file, like maybe to have them review the public comments and findings for the recommendations they were assigned with. So let's say for recommendation 12, that would be Diane looking at it. For recommendation 16, that would be Lauren looking at the public comments and reporting on that.
Well, that's already been part of our exercise, actually, at least for my sub-team, and I assume for Jordan and Jonathan as well. The whole point of this next iteration was to look at the public comments tied to your recommendation. So, theoretically, that's already been done.
Yeah, so, Lauren, it's Jordan. That's true to an extent. Like, we did parcel out the work that way, but at least the folks on my sub-team, when we talked through it, they really focused their review on looking at the recommendations themselves and not the findings related to those recommendations. So as you'll see, I don't think we've reviewed any text other than the parking paper, for example, where we've gone back and revisited the findings portion of the document. And so in a lot of cases, I think we're going to have to map back from recommendations, from comments that sort of relate to recommendations, but to the findings that drove that recommendation back to the sort of text previous to it, as opposed to the recommendation itself.
Right. Well, I'm happy to for these recommendations to have people make sure that they've captured this. Although I'll note, for example, for recommendation 13, I'm seeing what's in that box. That to me really doesn't relate to a fact finding at all. I mean, it mentions the word finding, but it really disagrees with the rationale about benefits of the study. I mean, that's just quibbling, but I'm happy to ask folks to make sure that their revisions have taken into account any disputes from the public comments regarding the fact findings that underlie the recommendations as guided by this worksheet. Is that the ask? I guess I'm asking you, Jonathan.
Yeah. I think the sub-teams need to go through these things, and then, and as you've recommended in the past, probably whoever gets assigned each one should go look at the original comment to confirm, you know, the context of the excerpt in the spreadsheet, but then see what, if any, changes or additions, et cetera, are necessary in the findings, in the prose section of the report based on these comments. That's the ask.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Sorry. Just yes. Thank you. Just wanted to ask you and Lauren and Jordan wanted to ask you what would be the expected timeline for this. Like when would you expect to complete this task? Thank you.
I'm hoping to incorporate
yeah.
it. Work.
Hello?
So I'll repeat that. For my sub-team, we're still engaged in this ongoing work of revision. So I'm hoping to just incorporate this into the current work. For example, since we just finished with recommendation 16, if that were on here, which it's not, I would go back and do that. But Gachau is currently engaged in working on, for example, recommendation 13. So I'm going to ask her, as she's doing that, to also take a look at this. So I'm hoping this can actually run in parallel to our current work.
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste, this is... We've mostly wrapped up that work, but I think as a result we could probably swing through this pretty quickly. I think probably we're going to need to reassign the sections that Megan's been taking a look at, given she seems to have a lot of other things going on. So I don't think it's probably realistic to get a sort of 1 week turnaround on reviewing all the findings related recommend the text or public comments. So normally I would say 2 weeks, but probably for those who live in countries that celebrate Christmas, that's not a very good timeline. So we may have to wait until right after the first meeting after the new year, I think, in order to complete this.
Thank you, Jordan. So that would be by January the 9th.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, Jean-Baptiste, when are public comments due on the supplement?
The end date is on January 8th, I believe. Check. But
okay, yeah, so we should try to do as much of this as possible before we start to get review those new public comments. So... yeah, I think that timing probably works, but we need to be very committed to that timeline then.
Okay. And just for organization purposes, will you then need a sub-team call to be scheduled for competition next week?
So can you repeat that, Jean-Baptiste?
Yes, for organization purposes, will you need a sub-team call for the competition sub-team to be scheduled next week? Because you don't have one at the moment.
I don't think so. I don't think with the timeline we're talking about, we won't have an expectation of completion by then. So we'll try to coordinate, do an assignment via email. And then
via email? Okay.
We'll
sounds
have,
good.
Yeah, I'll have to work by email until the new year, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan.
Okay, any questions or comments about these? Number of these?
No.
Okay. I thought I heard you say something. Any questions or comments about this? This is really helpful, and it'll help us make a more comprehensive response to public comments. Thank you. And then, Jean-Baptiste, did you want us to look at the shell for the new sections? Public comment report.
Sure. As I mentioned just earlier with Jordan, the current end date for the public comment period will be January the 8th, and after that there will be 2 weeks for ICANN to produce the public comment summary. So what we did is that we have used the same structure as the previous draft report public comment summary. So what you see on screen is just the welcome sheet, gathering here the different sections that are part of this Excel, so including who sent public comments, a master sheet summarizing all the input received and whether the public comment support is disagreeing with the recommendation, is neutral, or there is no indication, as currently projected on screen. General comments on the report, and after that, so this Excel sheet is divided by the different recommendations within the new sections report. And at the request of our leadership, we have also included the recommendation that Drew submitted to the review team and that was included as an appendix, which is this one. I can collect data about and publicize the chain of parties responsible for TTLD domain name registrations. So this one has been added as well, since we might receive comments during the public comment period. So that's a public comment summary, shorter than the previous one, considering there are less recommendations, but the structure itself is the same. So welcome any comments if you have one.
Folks have any comments or concerns on the structure of this? Yeah, I looked at it in Excel and it looked fine to me. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Other than Laureen, who just wishes there was something other than Excel that this could be done in.
Thanks for channeling me, Jonathan.
Yeah. Just want you to know I listen.
Jonathan, also waiting for questions.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that at this stage we have not received any public comments, and just wanted to encourage everyone to spread the word about the new sections report being out and we look internally as well for further communications being sent out to the community. And I wanted to just inform everyone you should have received a calendar invitation for the webinar on these draft recommendations that will be taking place next Monday on the 18th of December at 4 p.m. UTC. And so an announcement was sent out last week. I invite you to spread the word on that too, so that we have as many participants as possible. And just wanted to mention too that the webinar will be available in the five UN languages, so that's an important part too.
I've certainly heard rumblings about comments, so I think we can expect some. But they'll just probably be coming at the last minute. Okay. Well, we've got a lot that's going to happen here via email in terms of assignments associated with findings, et cetera. And so please, I know that there can be a lot of emails, but... please keep an eye out for assignments from Laureen and Jordan to as far as findings. And I think that if there's not any other business, that's it for today.
Jonathan?
And then Jordan, let me know if you need help with Megan. But as you say, we may just need to reassign some stuff. All right, folks. Thank you very much.